The equinox is finally here. It's the first day of a new year for Baha'is all over the world, and Zoroastrians too, for that matter. We call it Nowruz, which means new day. But Nowruz isn't just a religious celebration. Culturally, it's also the start of new year for the people of Iran, Azerbaijan, and many communities in Central Asia, Turkey, even Northwest China. Here in Devon, the daffodils are already out, and the trees are beginning to come into leaf. When the sun comes out, plants turn their faces towards it, keen to absorb as much of its rays as they can. In the Baha'i scriptures, the sun is often used as an analogy for God, something immensely powerful that influences every aspect of our lives. To gain maximum spiritual growth, we have to turn to God, just as plants turn to the light of the sun. When we forget our spiritual nature and turn away from God and his teachings, it's like entering a spiritual winter. We become cold and weak, and the light goes out of our lives. If we choose never to think of spiritual things, it's like cutting ourselves off from the sun. We shouldn't be surprised if, in this spiritual darkness, we cease to grow and merely become entrapped by our desires for material things. That's not to say we aren't allowed pleasure and enjoyment in this world. Baha'u'llah, the founder of the Baha'i faith, has told us that everything that has been created in the world is for us to enjoy. The trick is for us not to become overly attached to these wonderful things, because material attachment often draws us away from our spiritual heritage. So with that thought, I'd like to wish you all a very happy Nowruz.